Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
This is Bad Boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Andy Goss back on the show. Andy is a currency expert. He is a monetary expert. He's written the book on the subjects, The Secret World of Money. Also, Uncle Sam Cooks the Books, two of his works. And he is the publisher of the newsletter, The World of Money. Now in its 20th year, maybe more than that. This may be old news. He's our good friend, Andy Goss. Welcome back.
Well, hello, Jim.
It's good to have you. Good to have you back, as always.
Oh, it's great. Great to be here, man. Thank you.
So the Fed is winding up another two-day meeting today, the second to last meeting of the year. They'll meet again in December. And the Federal Open Market Committee is meeting, I should say. They're the ones that are meeting. And, the whole Fed's meeting, but the Federal Open Market Committee will make a decision. The 12 voting members will make a decision today about what to do with rates. What do you think they'll do?
They should raise them. They should have raised them last time, but I'm thinking this time they're probably going to sit pat and see who the new chair is going to be.
Huh.
You know, let him start with a clean slate.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course, that would fit my predictions pretty well. But there's a couple of conflicting pieces of information out there right now. We've just gone through two pretty good quarters in the face of some bad weather and some bad, some bad situations. So the economy seems to be not only strong, but getting stronger. That's on the positive side for raising, right?
Well, yeah, but, from the perspective of the cheap seats, I suppose, if you look at the federal debt, since they raised the debt ceiling, the Treasury's created like $600 billion in new bonds in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
So that much, let's face it, when the Fed creates the bond and puts it into the system, those bonds are as good as money.
Right.
So it's as if the Treasury created $600 billion in new dollars,
right,
put them into circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as everyone gathers up all their pennies and empties their bank accounts in order to buy these bonds, there's a temporary drain of money from the economy, which makes the dollar stronger,
right?
Obviously. And so that's what we're experiencing now. But like that tsunami wave, when all the water recedes from the harbor,
right,
it's going to come back. And I think that's what everyone's worried about, but not enough to raise rates this term.
Well, another thing that's kind of counter to raising rates is inflation is not holding up like they'd like for two, is it?
No, and that's exactly the point I just made, especially given the Treasury's borrowing appetite. They're going to keep sponging the money out of the marketplace, which historically, when you're trained as an economist, this is what they teach you, that
mm-hmm.
a country has a choice between guns and butter, right? So we could either borrow a bunch of money and spend it on guns, and then when we try to borrow more, we'll crowd out the private sector borrowers. So this is a more overriding concern, I believe,
mm-hmm.
that everyone can see the inflation entering the system. Just because we don't feel it in the form of higher prices yet, it's like driving by looking in the rearview mirror. You're not going to see it coming, but it's definitely a basic law of economics, supply and demand. So if you have more supply of dollars, unless the demand increases precipitously, we'd need greater than 4% GDP growth to offset that much monetary creation by the Treasury.
Well, I know you've been talking a lot about inflation lately, and one of the things that a lot of people might say, well, why do we need inflation? Well, the only thing that the Fed fears more than inflation is deflation, right? Or deflationary
trends.
That's
right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because, you know, historically, when we had money that was backed by gold or backed by silver, deflation was a natural occurrence. This is why we were taught to save our money, pay our debts off early, and live debt-free, because every year the dollar was worth just a little bit more. And that doesn't pull money through the economy. In fact, it freezes it. People think, well, if the dollar is going to be worth more next year, I want to get my hands on the one and hold it for as long as I can. Mm-hmm. And that stops money. When money is losing value each year, that encourages people to get out there and invest it, which is what they should do.
And losing, when he says losing money, folks, he's talking about inflation. Inflation.
Yeah, well, the dollar index, right, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of this year, we started the year with a dollar index, and that's the general yardstick of the dollar against other currency, the USDX. We started the year at 102, and now we're sitting at 94.
Wow.
So there's your inflation measure right there.
Absolutely. That's better than the basket of goods that they use. Hold on to that thought, Andy. We're going to come right back, folks. Andy says they're not going to raise rates today, and I think I agree with him. We've got a new Fed chair possibly on the horizon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.